Echunga-based beekeeper Jake Leskey has taken out an inaugural beekeeper award with the Australian Honey Bee Industry Council. The 30-year-old's been recognised nationally as an emerging leader in the vital Aussie industry. He joins me now. Hi, Jake, and congratulations on your award.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks, heaps. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah, so tell us more about it and what the recognition means to you.
So I was up in Sydney last weekend for the 4th Bee Congress Parramatta. Yeah, received the award after being a state finalist. We went to Brisbane for a workshop for a couple of days with the other state finalists a few weeks ago, where we had to create a marketing video about the industry. So yeah, it's been a good experience.
Oh, very cool. So what was it about your video, do you reckon, that caught the judge's eye?
So I went down the track of promoting Australian honeys and realising the potential we have in Australian bushland.
What do you think it is that's unique and special on the global stage?
We've just got a lot of diversity and we've got some pretty pristine landscapes which produce some world-class honeys.
I understand you want our honey industry to be recognised in the same prestigious way as, say, our wine industry.
Absolutely. There's a lot of potential and, yeah, each different region and landscape produces a different flavoured honey. Yeah, so I think there's a lot to play with.
Right. And that sort of paddock-to-plate style, localism, celebrating that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we sort of do that sort of thing in the Adelaide Hills and Fleurieu, where we sell to restaurants and wineries and cheese shops, small batch honeycomb and that sort of thing.
So I hear you started in beekeeping a little while back and you've been inspired to get back into it after a stint with the Navy.
Yes, I probably started beekeeping over 10 years ago, straight after school. I worked for a commercial beekeeper down in the southeast and then worked as an aviation technician working on Seahawk helicopters in the Navy for 7 years and now, yeah, just getting back into the bees in the last couple.
Did you have a yearning to get back into it? What was it about it that made you want to get back involved?
Yeah, it was always in the back of my mind, even in the Navy. Sort of loved the lifestyle and, yeah, it's just a really cool thing. It's a good industry to be involved in and there's a big future ahead for it, I think.
How did you originally get into it?
After school, my dad organised a job for me with a local beekeeper and it was only supposed to be for the school holidays, but I stayed with him for a year and a half and then went to the Navy after that.
All right, on your dad. Gosh, parents are helpful in that sort of thing, aren't they?
Absolutely, yep. Otherwise I probably wouldn't be here.
Australian Beekeeper Award winner Jake Leskey from the Hills is with me. What's a typical day in the life for you, Jake?
Depends on the time of year. So this time of year, the bees are quite quiet. So it's sort of box work and then customer relationships, farmer relationships, that sort of thing. But in summer and spring, a lot of driving around, checking bees, pulling honey, that sort of stuff. So yeah, pretty versatile job.
And you like to be out and about, don't you?
Absolutely, definitely an outdoors guy. Yeah, suits me well.
Well, that helps. And tell us about that relationship you have with farmers, utilising some of their spaces that maybe doesn't get used very much.
Yes, always on the hunt for farmland near scrub and that sort of thing. So it's a lot of driving around, chatting to farmers, building relationships. And we also plant trees on some of the farms we put bees on for windbreaks, for livestock and steep stuff and swampy stuff. So it's been working out really well so far.
So is that kind of like a symbiotic relationship? You're helping them, they're helping you?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
And the bees too, I imagine. It all kind of interrelates the ecology in an area like that, right?
It does, absolutely. So, yeah, it's beneficial for everyone, which is cool.
And do you tend to plant certain types of trees or natives that are better for the bees?
Flowering natives, for sure. A lot of eucalypts that are native to the area. We work with a project down in the Fleurieu called the Fork Tree Project, and they grow all the saplings down there, so it's early days, but there's a lot of potential for years to come, I think.
I've spoken to other beekeepers before about how forests are really good for utilising the space in forests for bees. Do you agree with that? Would you like there to be more opportunities on our land for beekeepers to use?
Absolutely, yeah. I think SA have struggled in the past to get forest lands, so there's work in the pipeline at the moment, I think, to access more, which is great.
What do you make of the decline in bees at the moment? Is there anything that you're noting that is causing this or that could improve the situation?
So there's been a lot of issues with climate change, obviously, and bushfires around the areas, droughts and that sort of thing. So there's a lot for beekeepers to contend with. Biodiversity as well in the flowering flora. are all concerned. So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges up against us.
I bet. Yeah. So is there anything that the everyday person can do to support our local bees and the bee industry?
Buy 100% Australian honey for sure.
And what about in our home gardens? Are there things that we can do to support bees better?
Absolutely, yeah. Just plant flowers in your garden. All your veggies require bees for pollination and that sort of thing. So, yeah, anything bright and colourful helps for sure.
And what do you love about bees?
I just like the idea that you can put a hive in a patch of bushland and then you can collect the flavour of the surrounding trees. I think that's just a really cool thing.
And they're pretty clever, industrious little creatures too, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. You definitely learn something different every time you open a hive.
Do you get stung very often?
It depends on the day and what they're flying. So you try and avoid it, but it does happen.
But I suppose it's also one of those things where you kind of get used to it, right? Like it might not hurt as much as it did when you were a kid.
Yeah, it still hurts, but you do get used to it, that's for sure.
And what's next? What's next for you, Jake?
A lot on the cards at the moment, so I've got a few workshops coming up with winemakers and cheesemakers and that sort of thing to sort of promote a bit of a South Australian honey. So, yeah, got one up in the Flinders Ranges in August and then Cheese Fest actually in the city in October. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
So people can head on down to Cheese Fest in October in the Adelaide CBD and meet you and learn a few things.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Yeah,
we'll be doing some pairings with cheesemakers and winemakers and that sort of thing, so it should be fun.
Cool. Well, all the best and congratulations again, Jake Leskey.
Thanks, Jenny. Cheers.